Oh, money was very scarce.
You lived, we're talking about
now,
recession.
The gloves now that I knit, we're talking there about the knitting, half a crown. And now I can never put that money into this present money we have. I used to be able to do it in the punts and that, but I can't make nothing of this one. But a half a crown, that was the 1/8 of a pound. A pound was 8 half crowns made a pound. And you'd get that for a whole dozen of big gloves. A lot of the gloves we done during the war, they went out to the... They were soldiers' gloves. They were big, coarse gloves.
Yeah.
And so
half a crown for
a half dozen. Crown.
Yeah.
But they went up then. No, that was kind of before the war, I think. The war came... These things went all up because of the demand.
The demand, yes.
And how much... They went up to 5 shillings, and I think eventually they went to 6. But even 6 shillings for 24, a dozen gloves, well, gloves counted by the dozen, that's 24 gloves. So 6 into 24 goes four times.
And Nan, you would be sitting like up all night at times.
Oh, there would be nights, you see, there were a kind of a time on them.
Yeah, and you wanted to make...
And you would have to, there would be a time put on them, and you'd be afraid that they wouldn't give you any if you weren't have them in time. And there would be the last night or two, you would be sitting, especially if there came a church holiday. That you lost a day there, because in our religion at that time, a church holiday was the same as a Sunday. You didn't work on a church.
You couldn't work.
No. And I remember, and I'll always remember, one church holiday, and I do believe it was a St. Patrick's Day, and I was out herding the cows, and my knitting was due in a day or two, and I was behind with it, because I was at other... Yes, it was that time of year. And... I took out the knitting while I was out. I didn't let my aunt see it, because she wouldn't allow it. She was my aunt, but she was the one I called Mammy. And so I hid behind a bush and everything. And a couple of days, the next day or sometime after that anyhow, my uncle got very ill and things went all wrong, and I didn't get knitting for 3 or 4 days, and I blamed that. I blamed having worked on the holiday that I was punished. That's now how we lived.
Well, that is how you lived and how religious you were.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know if it was religious at all. I think we were forced to do things, you know, that you didn't want to do. I didn't enjoy being dragged out of bed on the first Friday of every month and away to the chapel to Mass, and then home and get a drink of tea, and you wouldn't have time to drink it, and head to school running, because I would be late, but our teacher was very religious and she wouldn't say anything about it. But we weren't that religious at all. We went to all the devotions and everything, and sure, we went when we became 12 or 13 or that kind of an age, we were sent to them things. See boys hanging around the town. That's what we're about.
Oh, well, you're honest about it anyway.
Yeah.
But like...
No, I can't remember. I can't remember us being what you'd call holy at all. Yeah, the rule, you had to do the rules.
Walk to rule and routine.
Yeah. There might be an odd one, but most of the ones I was with now, it was a place to... You got out, it was a place to get out on a Sunday evening, you got to the devotions in the summertime.